totally lost in the experience. Soon I took a second footbridge back across the stream and followed the trail away from it. Another 10 minutes of steep uphill hiking, and I came to a dry creek bed that went almost straight up. A little winded at this point, I decided I'd gone far enough, sipped a little water, and started back down. After crossing the second footbridge, back over the stream, I kept on the same downward trail, or so I thought. Strangely, I could no longer hear the stream. The forest was now darker and denser than I'd remembered. It took a moment, but it dawned on me that I was more than lost in the experience. I was actually lost. Somewhere along the way, I'd taken a wrong turn and ended up on another trail. I was, thankfully, using an iPhone exercise app that tracked my path. I pulled out my phone and prayed for a signal. Yes! 5 bars! My path was traced on the map so I could see where I had started and every turn I had taken along the way, including the wrong turn. In less than 10 minutes, I was back on the right path. An app for your life. A mountain hike is one thing. Daily life is different. If you find yourself off course, you can't simply open a GPS app for your life. Or can you? Whenever we use the term life planning, people get it. Whether we're talking about it in a speech, coaching session, blog post, or casual conversation, just about everyone recognizes the value of the concept, even if they've never really considered it before. Maybe it's because as they look around, they see a lot of unhappy people who don't have a clue how they ended up where they are. Maybe it's because deep down inside, they know they're drifting through life with no clear direction. Maybe it's because life is more complicated than they had initially thought, and they know they need a map. Maybe it's because life is not turning out like they had hoped, and they're ready to get things back on track. Maybe it's because they're in their 40s, 50s, or 60s, and cannot believe how fast the years have flown by. Maybe it's because the story of their life is good at this point, but they are aware of their limited time and want to ensure they live an even better story. If this describes you, you have picked up the right book. A life plan is the app you need to stay on the path to the life you desire. Without a plan, chances are good you'll end up at an unintended destination, an unhappy marriage, an unfulfilling career, in bad health, or all of the above. Most of us see the inherent wisdom of planning. We may plan for next year's vacation or our children's college education or our own retirement. But for some strange reason, it never occurs to us to plan our lives. It didn't occur to the two of us at first either. But then we saw what we were missing.
Wake up call. At age 20, I, Daniel, started my career in the mortgage banking industry. At 23, I was promoted to a management position. Over the next few years, the company grew from 8 to 17 branches. With a lot of hard work, I was able to attract and develop a winning team, which led us to a rapid ascent to the top-performing branch. At 28, I was promoted to a vice president position over all of our branches. I oversaw 200 loan originators and leaders throughout California, Oregon, Washington, and Nevada. And that's when things got tricky. The CEO of the company was a mentor and a friend. He said he was grooming me to take his seat. The company had gone public the previous year, and the future looked incredibly bright. I was far exceeding my financial goals and couldn't imagine a better plan for my career. But I sensed deep down that something was off. Many of my peers in the industry were wealthy by most standards, but many of them paid heavy prices for their success. Some were divorced or complained of unfulfilling marriages. Some had very challenging relationships with their teens who wound up in real trouble. Some could not make it through a day without the aid of a cocktail or a drug. Few invested in their physical and spiritual well-being. As I looked around at many of the faster-paced industries, I saw some of the same trends. At this stage of my life, married with 3 little kids, I could see my life heading down the wrong path. These people were highly successful in one area of their lives, money, yet bankrupt in other areas that mattered most. I wasn't judging, but I didn't like what I saw and knew a major change was needed to write a different story for myself. I thought long and hard about the path I was on. As I reconsidered things, my